Sunday, October 5th, 2008. Ma vows February 28th transitional justice. Coexist peacefully. The president acknowledged the KMT's political responsibility for the February 28th incident while speaking at the Taiwanese-Korean Human Rights Forum. President Ma Ying-jeou yesterday promised to push for judicial independence and justice, and to create a harmonious society to prevent violations on human rights like those that occurred during the February 28th incident. The February 28th incident refers to a massacre in 1947 when Chinese Nationalist Party KMT troops suppressed a Taiwanese uprising, leaving tens of thousands dead, missing, or imprisoned. The event marked the beginning of the White Terror period in Taiwan, in which thousands more Taiwanese disappeared, were killed, or imprisoned. Ma yesterday vowed to continue promoting transitional justice to ensure that power does not corrupt. People of different ethnic groups should coexist peacefully and not resort to violence. On the other hand, the government should not meddle in media coverage and should conduct investigations selectively. Ma said in a speech to the Taiwanese-Korean Human Rights Forum at the National Library Conference Hall. The forum was co-sponsored by the February 28th Memorial Foundation and Korea's May 18th Memorial Foundation. Representatives of human rights organizations, government officials, and academics from Taiwan and South Korea were invited to share their experiences and exchange views on human rights and transitional justice. Ma acknowledged the KMT political responsibility for the February 28th incident and promised to continue research into the crackdown. Historical mistakes can be forgiven, but should not be forgotten. We should work together to ensure that future generations have a profound understanding of the February 28th incident so no such incidents will occur again, he said. Ma's attendance at the forum, however, met with protest from a family member of a victim of the February 28th incident. Lin Licai showed a banner reading, "Region Chief Ma, where is the transitional justice for the February 28th incident?" as Ma was addressing the forum. Ma was condemned by the Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, for denigrating the country by referring to it as the Republic of China, Taiwan region, when receiving foreign guests last month. Ma ignored the protest and proceeded with his speech. Lin later refused to shake hands with Ma as he greeted the victims of the incident and their family members. "Why should I shake hands with rubbish? Taiwan is a country. Even though the international community does not recognize us, He was elected with over 7 million votes and should not belittle himself like that, she said. Legislative Speaker Wang Jinping, who also attended the forum, said the legislature had passed the statute for the handling of and compensation for the February 28th incident. 228事件处理及补偿条例 and other laws to compensate victims of political persecutions. Wang said legislators across party lines would continue efforts to make up for the injustice done to political victims. Zhang Yanxian, former president of Academia Historica, said South Korea and other countries had set up reconciliation commissions to redress similar grievances and look into political responsibility. Zhang condemned the KMT for failing to provide detailed explanations of the February 28th incident to the victims' families and suggested that law experts should determine offenders' civil and criminal responsibilities.